So NBC Sunday begins with Steve Harvey in Little Big Shots.
Ooh, awesomely funny.
Followed by Chicago Justice.
Awesomely dramatic.
And Shades of Blue.
Awesomely intense.
That is a lot of awesome.
That's how NBC Sunday does it.
Tonight.
Then at 10, NBC 5, the Dallas Morning News, and Telemundo 39 are teaming up to take you to the Texas border. Three news powerhouses giving you an in-depth look at the impact of a border wall. The Borderland Project, this week on NBC 5 News at 10.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Prospering Souls broadcast. I am your host, Elder Denise Bryson of Denise Bryson Ministries.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Truly, we are honored and thankful just to have another opportunity to be on the Prospering Souls broadcast. And we're so thankful for this day, for this is a day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Just glad to know that God is still God, and He is still on the throne, and Jesus is still Lord. And we're just so thankful for everything. We're thankful for this lesson today. Hearing God's voice and just learning how to know that we're hearing God's voice and being able to distinguish between our own voice and His voice and making sure that we are hearing from God and not hearing from ourselves and going down the wrong path. So we're thankful for our speaker today, who is Elder Ransom Dodson from Indianapolis, Indiana, and so thankful for him. But we're going to open up with a word of prayer. And then we're going to move on into our broadcast so that we can be blessed to get all that is going to be taught today. Just excited about the Word of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for this day, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your Word, Lord, and we're asking you, Lord, to let your Word fall on good ground. Those that will hear it, those that will log in, those that will call in, and even those that will listen to it later, that the Word will fall on good ground for them, that they will hear your Word and not just be hearers of it, but be doers of your Word also. Then they'll have works and faith with it, O God, and they'll be able to do what your will is for their lives. God, we ask you, Lord, to send this broadcast out, Lord Jesus. Send your word out, Lord. You said if your word goes forth, it will not return unto thee void. But let each and every person that needs to hear this word, let them find us on the internet today, Lord. Let us find them on the broadcast today. And just bless them, Lord Jesus, that they will hear your word and be blessed by it. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, today. We glorify and we magnify your holy name. Speak through Elder Dotson, Lord, and give him, let the words that you have given him bless many and millions, Father. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for, like I said, all of those that will be calling in and those that will be logging into the broadcast and those that even will listen to it later. We are just excited about the word of God. And Elder Dotson, we're going to turn it over to you so that we can begin to hear that all that God has put in your heart to give us. Praise, thank God for you today.
Thank you, and thank everyone that's listening. There is a word from the Lord, and
yes.
I hope that everyone will be listening today and that everyone will play a part. I want to open up in hearing the voice of God with hopefully everybody that is listening will join me and help me with a testimony on when they heard the voice of God. Because I'm going to let you know, everybody will hear the voice of God. The distinction that will give you a clue that it is God speaking to you is it will be something that will change you, transform you, and it will be a word that you have never heard before. What I mean by that is there are things that we listen to of the earth realm every day, and it becomes a part of us. So much so that we don't have to think about it. It just comes up in our spirit. Well, when God speaks, he changes the earth realm because he speaks from glory.
Yes.
And when he speaks, he draws the attention of everyone listening. And there, one thing that I would like to hit before we get into the lesson is what those who are unsaved and sometimes those who are saved will ask a question to those that have been saved for a number of years. They will ask, can God speak to me? And can I hear God's voice?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to address that question in this way. I submit that everyone has the capability to hear God, your Father. Adam was made in Genesis 2 and 7. God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Man became a living soul. When a creator creates something, he creates it for use. Do I have a witness?
Yes.
Just like a potter sits down to make some clay, he does not put his hands to that clay to make it anything that would not be used. Because in that day, they made devices and they made silverware and they made cups and utensils and they made them to be used. So he would take a cup and put a handle on it for a reason. Why would he put a handle on it? So if he put anything hot in there, he wouldn't get burnt.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is the Lord is your creator, And he makes you to be used. We were created to please God. So if we were created for his pleasure, there must be communication with his creation, because you were made to be used. In Hebrews 11 and 6, the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God, or to please God. Romans 10 and 1 says, so then faith cometh by hearing. If you're going to hear faith, if you're going to please God, you must hear faith. In hearing, you got to hear what God has to say. Am I right?
Yes.
So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word, or the words of God. That's why I say everyone has the capability of hearing the voice of God. It is of man to say, will I hear the voice of God? On many occasions, God spoke through the Bible. In Psalms, David said, the voice of the Lord covered the waters. In Psalms 29 and 3, he said that meaning that the Lord's voice was so rich and so powerful and so dynamic that it never sounds like something on earth, because you have to understand it's heavenly.
Yeah.
God is our creator. God is our, the Bible says, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. The Spirit of the Lord dwells everywhere. The Bible says it is he that has made us and not we ourselves. And going back to Genesis, where it speaks of man being made in his image and in his likeness. In that, I believe it's the, yes, the first chapter, 26th verse, if we can read that. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let him, in our image and after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. That sounds like the Lord telling this man, which was Adam, something that I do and something that I perform is what I'm giving to you. He goes on to say, Adam, I'm going to create you, in the 27th verse. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created in them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. And speaking about hearing the voice of God, to give man and to give woman all this responsibility, there must be some communication between God and man. So within Adam, I believe, was the ability to receive the voice of God. Amen.
Amen.
Do I have anyone that wants to make any comments about that? So when we're looking at man given the responsibility to do things for God, man made to bring about the works of God, then God must communicate with man. On many instances in the Bible, we see where God is, where God was speaking to man, and how God spoke to man. For one to say there's a 1 to 7 or 1 to 5 steps of hearing God's voice, I don't know about that. I wouldn't pin that down like that, because God is not limited to speaking audibly. He's not limited to speaking through someone. The limits of God's voice are taking off, because we know him to speak through his word. He speaks through prayer. He speaks through men and women of God. And if you would listen and really be attentive, God speaks through things on the earth.
Yes.
When you get up in the morning and you hear the birds, you hear them. You walk out your house and you see the trees blowing, the wind may be blowing. If you just listen, I believe that you'll be able to hear the voice of God as you look at his creation. Believe me, everything living hears the voice of God. Do I have a witness? Does anyone want to comment on what has been said already?
Well, I was just even thinking about, you know, like when you were talking about how the Lord spoke, and I was looking in Genesis, and I was just thinking about, like, over in the 3rd chapter where, you know, they even said that they heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden. So they heard mm-hmm. the sound of the Lord walking, you know what I'm saying? So it was just that powerful that they heard him. And it sounded like he was walking. And then just how all the different the manifestations of God speaking through, like he spoke to Moses through the burning bush.
Right.
And just different manifestations that God used to speak to his people over time. So just like when you're talking about, we can hear the birds and we can hear that God is speaking. If we listen, we got to listen. That's the key point. Because a lot of people think he's going to speak out in a loud voice like he probably did with Moses when he was up on the mountain. But God doesn't always speak like that. Sometimes it's just a still, small voice or something else that he's speaking to us through. If we think about the wind or the way the trees blowing, like he was painting a picture a while ago, the wind blowing through the trees and the birds chirping, to me that's almost a peaceful situation. So God might be speaking to you in that situation when you're standing out there and just saying, giving you some peace. So there's different things you can interpret from those situations.
Exactly. And what I'm going to get to is exactly what you're saying. That portrays a peaceful ambiance, the wind blowing, the birds chirping, and who is our God of peace?
God.
So the voice of the Lord speaks to peace, and peace has a voice. It's God's voice.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see that?
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And there's biblical references to that. In Psalm 66 and 19, the Bible speaks of prayer having a voice. And this is David, the psalmist. Psalm 66 and 8, David speaks that praise has a voice. And, oh, my God, don't we know that praise has a voice. The writer even said, when praises go up, what comes down?
Blessing.
The blessing. So there's an answer to the praise going up, because I believe that God hears his own voice when he hears your praise.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
He hears his own voice when
he
hears your praise.
The Bible says he inhabits the praises.
The praises of his people. You are so right. Oh, my God. So when you're thinking about this, it just overwhelms you and brings you back to the Word of God, God's Word being his voice. The Lord put in our heart once to preach a message, the Word still works. And one thing that God really wanted me to bring out was that when he speaks, it is his word. It is his word, and it is the words of God.
Mm-hmm.
It is not something that don't take it to mean only that men have penned this, but take it to mean this, that all the words of the Bible were inspired and directed by God for a man to write.
Yes.
So what you are reading is the actual words that God placed in that man's heart and in his mouth.
Yes.
How do we hear? First question was, who can? I say anyone. Because there's a scripture that says that the Lord will make your enemies at peace with you. So even your enemies can hear God's voice.
Yes.
He'll bring them at peace with you with his voice. So let's look at, first off, was who can hear God's voice? Now, how do we hear God's voice? Well, one way would be, of course, to listen. The other would be position yourself so that God can speak, and that would be through prayer. Consecration is where you're cutting out everything to listen to God. You're separating yourself to listen to God. And truly, in this day and in this time, there comes a point where we need to make a separation through technology and worldly inspiration so that we can see and hear a move of God.
Yes, yes.
Radio listeners, listen. God is moving by his power.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be put in a position where you can hear the voice of God. He does not just speak for someone to listen. He speaks to put you to work.
Yes.
He speaks to get your hands to moving. He speaks for you to help someone.
Yes.
Beloved, we must hear the voice of God.
And Elder Dawson, you know what I thought I was thinking about as you're saying how we must hear the voice of the Lord? I know somebody out there is probably thinking, but I've done too much. I'm not living like I should, and how can I hear from God? Well, if I think back to talking about when you were talking about Adam and Eve, and you were talking about in Genesis. Well, in Genesis, they heard God's voice walking in the garden after the sin.
After it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be, yeah. So they still were able to hear God's voice, and they heard it in such a strong way that they said they heard it walking.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
They heard it walking.
Mm-hmm.
And I would tell them also, Elder, that in Mark 1 and 3, that the cries of the people have voice with God.
Yes.
For an example, when the children of Israel were in Egypt, didn't God say, I hear their cries
yes.
coming up to me? Oh, my God. The voice of their cries. Adam's sons. When Cain killed Abel, he said his blood is crying out to me. Oh, my God. God hears that. But what it's saying is, and what I'm trying to get you to connect is, the voice of God is in so many things because he made you.
Yes.
In his image and in his likeness. So the voice of God is in you. You must hear the voice of God. Psalm 6 and 8 talks about weeping has a voice. How can we hear God's voice? So many things that we have said in prayer, through consecration, through setting yourself apart. There's also, we have to speak about those things that might separate you from hearing the word of God. Sin, the works of the flesh, that the Bible speaks about. And I believe that these things separate us from hearing the voice of God. Of course, fear will stop us from hearing the voice of God. Because fear and faith can't work together. Love allows us to hear from God.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something that the Lord has put in my heart concerning hearing from him. And before I get into that, can we just hit some people that God called? Genesis 12 and 1, he called Abraham. And he spoke to Abraham to do something. He spoke to Abraham before he could use Abraham. He told him to get out of your country. Now, the thing to think of was what was happening in Abraham's country that separated him from listening to what God had to say. If he told him to come out from among his countrymen, there had to have been something that was blocking the voice of God. And, you know, we need to find out if there's something blocking the voice of God when he's speaking to us, because God never stops speaking. You have to realize that God never stops speaking. I believe if he stopped speaking, things would stop operating. Things would stop working. There's people's life that would be cut off if God stopped speaking. My God, do you believe that?
Yes.
And I believe that God took him away from his countrymen because they were idol worshipers. His father and his kindred were idol worshipers. Look at that. What if we made idols that is cutting off the voice of God? What is there that we have made that has become idols that have cut off the voice of God?
Elder Dotson, I'd like to say that you were talking about sin cutting us off from hearing the voice of God. I can remember reading somewhere. I can't remember exactly where. But there was a time when they said the heavens were like brass, and the prophets, that's who God spoke to, were not speaking to the people. So it was a pretty bad time. And then another time when Saul, I know he was cutting up with David and all that, and God had refused him, but he still had a desire to hear God's voice. And he went about it the wrong way. He went to enlist the help of the witch of Endor, because he said God wasn't speaking, and I need you to raise up Samuel, because Samuel was a man of God, so I can hear what God has to say. So it is very, very crucial for us to have God speaking in our lives and in our time, because we don't want the heavens to become like brass and him not speak. So it's important for us to hear the word of God, and sin will separate us from God.
Amen. Amen. The things that we look at have to be, what would separate me from hearing God's word? What would stop me from distinguishing whether it was God? We have sin, we have the flesh, we have people. There are some people that will have influence that might cut off the voice of God from you hearing the voice of God. Not cut it off, but from you hearing his voice. And you got to watch those that may try to influence you. You don't really need all that. You don't really need to do all that. Why do you think God is calling you? You don't know this. You don't know that. But we know that God uses those people that you feel that are unlikely. Why would he use a prostitute? Why would he use a gangster? Why would he use a... Because these people have been away from him, and I look at it this way, that they've blocked the voice of God for so long that now they have become sensitive. And my wife said they have become desensitized to hearing God's voice, and once they hear God's voice, it creates a sensitivity that works diametrically opposed to how they believed before and how they walked before. That's what I was speaking of before about God's voice changing the condition, the atmosphere, and your surroundings. That's why I wanted to get into a testimony portion of hearing the voice of God. So we covered who can hear the voice of God, and hopefully we covered somewhat, but we need to cover it more, what can hinder me from hearing the voice of God, and how can we hear the voice of God. Another, some more reasons or some more things that will help us to hear the voice of God is, of course, receiving the Holy Ghost and, of course, receiving more of God. I love the lesson that we just got off of last week, seeking the Lord, because it comes right into hearing the voice of God. Why do we seek the Lord? Well, we seek him to hear his voice. Because in hearing his voice, we can do what he wants us to do. Is there anyone that wants to please the Lord? Is there anyone that wants to be in the will of God? Well, hearing God's voice and following his direction keeps you in his will. We cannot live according to God's will without hearing from God. Amen?
Amen.
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 And as his sheep, we hear his voice.
There you go.
It was Jesus that said over, I think it was John 10, and, was it 10, 3 and 5, where he says, I think I got it. It says, oh, to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. It says, a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. And so that right there says a lot about us. If you one of his sheep, you'll be able to hear his voice. Because another voice you won't follow. When you hear the voice of the enemy talking to you, you won't follow that voice because you are a sheep and you won't follow the voice of a stranger.
That's right. And the sheep is used as a form of typology. A sheep is mannerable, is lowly and submissive, which are all points that keep you in direct communication with God. He wants a lowly heart, someone that's committed to hearing from a shepherd, someone that's meek, not so angry and forceful, but can settle themselves down to hear what thus saith the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
One thing to look at, God has principles. And as we have heard Elder Denise say on many occasions, that God is strategic. And when he speaks, something must happen. When he speaks, something must move. When he speaks, whatever's there if it's not there, it has to be created. Hallelujah. Because God spoke it. Is there any comments on what we've spoken already? If not, I want to come into the third phase of this. In hearing the voice of God, we must submit to you that God speaks through so many different things. He even says in his word that if we don't praise him, the rocks would cry out. Which means if we're not able to listen, he'll make something listen that wasn't created to listen. Well, I got to change that. Yes, it was. Because he said that we could speak to the mountain and tell the mountain and the mountain would remove. So, but what he's saying there is that if you don't hear him, he'll make things that weren't designed to hear him, and move because you wouldn't. Oh, my God. That just I don't know about you, but that just floors me. Because this is God speaking to you. Now, there's one thing that God put in my heart, and Lord, I believe the time is going. I want to hear, I feel that the people of God need to hear some testimonies from the elders on this panel as to how, when was the first time or how did God call them. I believe that's very important for us to do tonight. I do believe what Revelation says, that we overcome by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. I believe that these testimonies will move the listeners as well as give them some insight as to how God called you. But the one thing I want to touch on, and I hope we have enough time for the testimonies, the book of Hebrews 4:14 through 16 speaks of God being the high priest. That is, we have not a high priest that is not touched with the feelings of our infirmities. This is a conversation we have to have. He's a high priest. He's touched with the feelings of our infirmities. So then, if he's touched with the feelings of our infirmities, everything we go through, every cry that we make, has voice with God. What I'm saying is there are certain things and certain positions we get in that have voice with God. To the place where it captures his attention. And you have to be in a position to receive that answer back from God. What are you trying to say, Brother Dotson? I'm trying to say, whatever condition you're in right now, I'm telling you it has voice with God. And the Lord hears your cry. And he wants to answer you. Turn on your spiritual listening ears that you might hear, thus saith the Lord. I'm going to have my wife start off with the first testimony. Won't y'all receive her right now?
Well, he's called, put me on the spot here because God does speak to me, but I can't really say right now that I've heard a particular move or call. I've just been, like he said, like the sheep. I've kind of been prodded into it, and he moves me, and he, you know, sends me different places and deals with me like that. But, and I have heard the voice, don't get me wrong, but as far as, I guess maybe I'm a little confused because sometimes when I hear elders and preachers talk, it's like, I heard the voice of the Lord tell me to come. Well, preach. You know, I'm a singer. And, yeah, and I have heard God's voice, you know, dealing with me with singing and like that. But it's just far as, I don't know, the way some of you get called, I haven't heard God's voice like that. But it's been an inside thing where he's prodded me and moved me and he's turned me, and I've heard the words of God through the preacher and through the actual word of God. So I guess that is what you would say was a calling, because I do know that I am called, but I just cannot give you a particular sentence, if I may say that. I know this sounds kind of goofy, but that's what I wanted to say. He kind of put me on the spot here, and I'm kind of flubbed because I was trying to get his attention. Don't call me. Call some of the other elders and let them, and then maybe I will feel more freer to say something. So I'm going to give this back to him.
Hey, Sister Dodson, don't feel bad. It's real. How many people do you get on here that, you know, conjure up something to say? But when you're put on the spot, it's kind of real because you have nothing to hide behind.
I want to add to her hearing the voice of the Lord of those songs that God has given her. That's you hearing the voice of the Lord there, because the Lord is speaking through those, speaking through you to write those songs that God has given you to write. And that's his voice speaking, and you're putting it on paper and putting music to it.
Amen. And I agree. Like I said, I believe God prods me and he pushes me into things and he pushes me into doing things. And it's the voice of the Lord that, you know, will direct me to this person or that person. But like I said, I guess maybe it's me not understanding, you know, that I don't have to have an angel come down in a white suit with a gold sword to talk to me and tell me, thus said the Lord, which is a wonderful thing. God has done that for people. But for me, you know, I just kind of just go with the flow of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful. We're living in modern day, and the Lord works in different ways, wonders to perform. He speaks to us through certain things. We might not have that burning bush experience, but we have that inner voice that moves, that inner voice that keeps us from doing the things we might do. I believe this is the voice of God. What are your thoughts on that, Elder Bryson?
Well, I think the same thing, because I think God speaks to us in so many different ways. I think he speaks to us through his word, you know, and not only in the preached word, but also in those times of meditation on your own when he leads you to the word of God. I know oftentimes I ask God, Lord, what do you want to say to me today? And he'll lead me to a particular passage of scripture to read and then give me understanding of that so that I can follow through with what he's saying. So sometimes you just need to ask him to lead you in the word of God. He might ask you, maybe, you know, you know, whatever it is you need, he can lead you there. Sometimes I've heard people even say, you know, they opened their Bible and a particular scripture was just there, and that spoke to them on that day. God speaks to us through his word. He can speak to us through the man of God or the woman of God, you know, through prophets and teachers or what have you. He's speaking to us today through this broadcast, telling us how we can hear the voice of the Lord. And, you know, my own personal experience, I think I got several experiences where, and I think we all have all these, you know, we have these experiences. But even when I felt like I got the call of God on my life, and I remember I kept having these dreams. I kept having dreams. And one dream I was flying. I kept flying, and I was like I couldn't come down. I couldn't land. I couldn't do anything. I just kept floating in the air. And, of course, I had on this outfit that it looked like I was in some place preaching, and then I was up before people and ministering the word of God, and I kept going in these directions with this, and it was like I couldn't come down, and I was like, Lord, what is this? And then the word of the Lord came to me after that, and he told me to preach the word, be instant in season and out of season, and that's what he told me to do, and so I said, well, Lord, and so I began to search the word of God after that, and begin to learn the word of God so that I could prepare myself for the things that God wanted me to do. And that was just kind of some of my experience. But even my experience to leave Indianapolis to come here, that was a word from the Lord. Because I tell you, I had he had to push me out. I think God pushes me out. I'm like, I think he pushes me out. Because if not, I'll stay someplace because I feel like I'm loyal to something, or I don't, you know, I'm afraid to move. So God makes it difficult for me to stay. That's what he does for me. He makes it difficult. So he makes it so difficult that I don't have a choice but to move or but to do something, because it's like he's pushing me out. He'll make it an isolated situation where you can't, you know, this is the only decision you have, is to move forward or to do something else. So I feel like he speaks to us in all kind of ways, and he knows who we are, and he knows what we need to move to the next place where he wants us to do. So he operates differently sometimes for each and every one of us. And so we got to be sensitive to be able to hear what God is saying. He speaks to us during prayer. I've heard a lot of things from the Lord during prayer. When you pray, and especially in the times when maybe you're not asking God for anything or nothing like that, but you're really wanting to hear the voice of the Lord. And it's like Elder Dodson said a little earlier when he talked about consecration. Sometimes we have to come to that place of consecration so we can isolate ourselves. And I'm not saying being isolated, but I'm saying just have that alone time with God so that we can be able to clear out all the clutter with the consecration, to clear the clutter out, and then be able to hear clearly what God is saying to us, so that we can move in the right direction. And I know we hear people say all the time, well, the Lord told me this and the Lord told me that, and then if it don't work out, you be thinking to yourself, well, did the Lord really say that to them? Because this didn't work out like they were saying. But so, and I don't know what that is for that, but sometimes I think we get excited about things, and sometimes we may think it's the Lord, and maybe it's not really him. But anyway, we have to learn how to know this voice, because of what I do believe, it says, the blessings of the Lord make it rich, and they add no sorrow with it. So I do believe that once God tells you something, it is really going to be what God will have you to do. And I believe that he orders your steps in those directions, and you can move forward in that. So those are just some of the things, my experiences with God, and how he will order your steps, and he'll bless you in the process, just like he did for, you know, Abraham and for Noah. Everywhere, even though Abraham was getting into stuff along his journey, God blessed him along the journey, because he was speaking to him about doing this and about doing that. And if we would even think about Jesus, how when Jesus was born and how that, you know, Herod and, you know, they were trying to kill him and trying to kill him, but Joseph kept hearing the voice of the Lord telling him, go down to Egypt or go to Nazareth or go this place. So God is speaking to us, but we got to be sensitive and want to hear his voice.
Amen. Is Elder Timberlake or Elder Poston on, or Elder Russell, that would share a testimony with us? If not, there's so much more that.
I don't know if they want to talk.
Hello?
I said they are on the line. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is there someone else that would like to share a testimony with us about hearing the voice of God or hearing the call of God? okay. If not, I believe it is helping someone. I believe that this teaching tonight, this message tonight, is bringing an awareness and creating a sense, and maybe even a sensitivity, for God to speak to someone, for God to call someone. And we believe right now that God is calling you, whoever you are, and we command you to hear the words of God, because he's only going to make it better for you. He's going to straighten some situations for you. Oh, I feel it by the Spirit of God. He's going to straighten some things out for you. He's going to change some conditions. Where men have told you no, God is saying yes. And I feel some breaking, some moving, some chains falling, some direction coming. I feel this by the Spirit, that God is using us tonight to bring about a change in someone's life, that they might be sensitive to hearing God. There's so much more on this, and we're going to get to it, my God. Next week, Lord, be my help. We want to go into God using his attributes as a voice.
Yeah.
When you get into God's attributes, which you can go and you can read that and be ready next Sunday, Galatians 5:22-23. I believe that the voice of God speaks through his very attributes. Why do I believe that? Because your very character will speak to other folks, and you don't have to say a word. Do you believe that? And the Lord said that we're to be walking epistles read of men. What does that mean? The walking, breathing, talking word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to turn it back over to Elder Bryson at this time. God bless.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord, Elder Dotson. What an awesome lesson. And I believe that people have been blessed just to begin to understand how to hear from God and how they can hear from God, what keeps them from hearing from God. I believe that's a blessing, because if sometimes we just don't really know, and we have people all the time ask us when we go out to minister, they say, well, how do I know it's God's voice? You know what? And so those are questions that people have. And so I pray that this lesson is going out and people are hearing it, and that they are going to be blessed by it, and they will be able to draw even closer to God so that they can be able to hear what God is saying to them and what thus saith the Lord. And so we're so grateful for you today, and we pray the blessings of the Lord to be upon Elder Dotson's life, and that the Lord will cover him with his blood, and he will keep him, Lord Jesus, all this week. And we thank you, Lord, and ask the Lord to bless him, you know, even on next week as he prepares, that God will just speak to him, and that he will be able to pour out what God is pouring into him, that he'll be able to pour it out to us on next week. So we're so thankful for that. But I want to at this time just offer to anybody who doesn't know the Lord and the pardon of their sins, and they want to get to know, this is an opportunity for you to come to God and accept him as your Savior. We always offer prayer of salvation for those who want to be saved. And if you want to be saved and you don't know the Lord, but you want to give your life to the Lord today, God is waiting for you to accept him as your Savior. And the Bible tells us over in Romans 10, starting with the ninth verse, it says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, it says that thou shalt be saved. And so if that is you tonight and you want to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and you believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, I believe that you can be saved today. And so we're going to just pray this short prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I've given you my life because I am a sinner. And I believe that you have raised Jesus from the dead. I believe in my heart that you have raised Jesus from the dead and that Jesus died for my sin. So I give my life to you today. Come in and be in my heart and clean my heart up, Lord, that I will be a servant unto thee and I will be able to serve thee as you desire for me to do. Bless me to hear your voice so that I can hear and be a doer of your word. And so I'm asking this in many blessings I ask in the matchless name of Jesus. We pray today, amen and amen. And I believe if you prayed that prayer or that you joined in with that prayer or you made that confession today with your mouth, the Lord Jesus, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, I believe today that you are saved and that you can find you a good Bible-believing teaching church and begin to attend the church and begin to listen to the Word of God, be able to hear the Word of God, and then begin to read the Word of God and begin to communicate with God so that you can hear his voice clearly. We believe that you can do that and that you can have that fellowship with God. He wants to have that fellowship with you. And so allow him to do so by reaching out to him and begin to seek him and be able so that you can hear his voice. So we thank God for each and every soul that came to the Lord today. We are rejoicing over your being a part of the family. So welcome to the family of God. And also we thank God for all of those who are here this broadcast that this word fell on good ground for them and that they heard the word of the Lord and that their lives has been changed by it today. We thank God for each and every one of you, those of you that logged in and called in and those of you that will even listen to this broadcast later. We hope that the word of God will manifest itself in your life and that you will be changed by it. And you will be changed by it. Like he said, the faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God, that as you hear the word of God, that you will begin to get more and more faith. So we thank God for each and every one of you. We will be back here this same time on next week at 6 o'clock, and we will be continuing on with hearing God's voice. And so we thank God for each and every one of you. I'm going to ask Sister Dotson if she would pray us out, and then we will see you back here next week on the Prospering Souls broadcast.
Lord, we thank you for the word that we received on today. We thank you, dear God, for your goodness and your mercy. Dear God, now I pray that you bless every person that heard the word. And let us, Lord, be doers of your word and not just hearers only. I pray that you bless everyone throughout this week. Help us to trust you and to obey you so that we may live in the dear kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I thank you for your blessings, and we ask you these things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. God bless each and every one of you, and we'll join us next week here on the Prospering Souls podcast. God bless you, everyone.
God bless you. Good night.
Good night.
So NBC Sunday begins with Steve Harvey and Little Big Shots.
Ooh, awesomely funny.
Followed by Chicago Justice.
Awesomely dramatic.
And Shades of Blue.
Awesomely intense.
That is a lot of awesome.
That's how NBC Sunday does it.
Tonight.
Then at 10, NBC 5, the Dallas Morning News, and Telemundo 39 are teaming up to take you to the Texas border. Three news powerhouses giving you an in-depth look at the impact of a border wall. The Borderland Project, this week on NBC 5 News at 10.
So NBC Sunday begins with Steve Harvey and Little Big Shots.
Ooh, awesomely funny.
Followed by Chicago Justice.
Awesomely dramatic.
And Shades of Blue.
Awesomely intense.
That is a lot of awesome.
That's how NBC Sunday does it.
Tonight.
Then at 10, NBC 5, the Dallas Morning News, and Telemundo 39 are teaming up to take you to the Texas border. Three news powerhouses giving you an in-depth look at the impact of a border wall. The Borderland Project, this week on NBC 5 News at 10.